This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be continuing with Debussy's first book of preludes for the piano. We'll be listening to his 5th through 8th preludes today. Yesterday, we talked a bit about how Debussy both followed and flouted convention in this book of preludes. So today, we'll touch a bit on how he was received by the musical community. And the short answer is not very well, and not entirely for musical reasons. He was somewhat difficult to get along with. He could be very compulsive. And he had a series of affairs in his private life. He ended up leaving his first wife for the woman who would eventually become his second wife. His first wife, by the way, only married him after he threatened to kill himself if she didn't, and when he informed her by letter that he was leaving her, she actually attempted suicide by shooting herself but missed, lodging a bullet in her vertebrae rather than her heart, and this was a huge scandal. Debussy and his new lover were shunned by family and friends. They ended up having to flee to England for a while everything boiled over. So he wasn't the most popular guy on a personal level, but his music also drew withering criticism. People said that his music lacked proper harmony and rhythm, it lacked structure, it lacked development, and they're entirely right. Much of his music doesn't have those things. Debussy didn't develop things like Beethoven or Brahms did. He'll introduce musical fragments and ideas, linger on them for a while, and then just leave them entirely. Many of his pieces don't have a clear rhythm, there's little in the way of a tonal center or harmonic structure a lot of the times, and even though he uses classical forms like a prelude or a sonata or a string quartet, he doesn't do them the way that he should do them. But the difference between him and his critics is that he'd say that all that doesn't matter. There's a story that someone asked him what rules he followed when composing, and he replied, "Whatever I feel like." And went on to say that it was better to watch a sunrise than listen to Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. Debussy took his inspiration from things outside music, poetry, literature, nature, and then used music to represent and expand upon those ideas. And that certainly shows up in the names for his preludes. The first one we'll hear today is the Hills of Anacapri, which is a town near Naples that Debussy visited often. It's a playful prelude, starting out timidly before rushing forward with a burst of excitement. The next one, Footsteps in the Snow, also starts out gently, but it stays that way. The pervading rhythm feels almost like a stagger through the snow, and the ending trails off rather than giving us a satisfying conclusion, almost like footprints fading off into the distance on a wintry night. Another wind-themed prelude follows, the curiously titled What the West Wind Saw. This is not a gentle breeze, it's a full-force gale, constantly moving, sometimes even violent, and it's a perfect example of the care that Debussy took in ordering these preludes. This one is right in between the slow and steady Footsteps in the Snow, and then on the other side of it is the Girl with the Flaxen Hair, a gentle, dancing prelude that also fades off into the distance. Not only is the tension and the violence of What the West Wind Saw mitigated by its placement between the two softer preludes, it also gives the pianist a break if they're playing them together, since the West Wind is quite technically challenging. And here's a guy who's certainly up for the task, Ivan Illich, with Debussy's 5th through 8th preludes from his first book.
Thank you.
That last one, The Girl with the Flaxen Hair, has become one of Debussy's enduring hits. It's one of the most popular pieces he ever wrote, and it's a perfect example of his composing ethos. He'd argue that rather than sitting down and writing out a highly structured piece, you should go read the poem that is based off of, or even go talk to your own girl with the flaxen hair. That experience is what drove his music. Thanks to Ivan Illich for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be finishing up with Debussy's first book of preludes. I'll see you then.